If yourself or one of your loved ones is in a wheelchair, you know what the ulcers problem is about. There is an IoT device that will help, and it's called a Sensorio mat. Davide from Sensorio is here to tell us everything you need to know about this fantastic IoT project. It's today on the IoT Show. You're watching the IoT Show. I'm Olivier, your host. Thanks for joining again. Today we are talking with Davide from Sensorio. And today we're going to talk about a new solution of theirs. Last time, Davide, you came on the IoT Show was to present the Smart Boot. So we're no longer in the realm of the wearables today, but we'll talk about that. So before we jump into the Sensorio Mat project and product, actually, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Who are you? What is Sensorio, one of our partners, but what are you guys doing?
Sure. Hi, Olivier. Thank you for having us again. It's fantastic to have a chance to talk to you. Well, Sensorio was actually founded by two former Microsoft people, myself and Maurizio Macagno, our CTO. I worked for Microsoft for a long time, over 23 years. And Maurizio worked for Microsoft for, I think, another 15. So a combined, I guess, close to 40 years.
Old-timers.
long time, yeah. So I was in charge of the Healthcare Solutions Group's product marketing and product management teams. So Health Vault and Amalga, before they were acquired by GE, at least Amalga was. Mm-hmm. And Maurizio worked on Xbox Live as one of the lead program managers.
So last time you came, I was mentioning you came for a smart boot solution that was connected to the internet through Azure IoT and providing tons of useful information to the consumers. Today, it's a different topic. I want you to tell me a bit about the journey that led you from the smart boots to the Sensorio mat, the product you came here to talk about.
No, that's a great question. And I think you know that at Sensorio, we are 100% focused on human augmentation, which is really IoT for the human body, right? So we call it IOMI instead of IoT. So everything we do is really all about injecting sensing technology into either garments, footwear, or accessories that a human being is either wearing or using every day, right? So the boot was a great example of what we can do to reduce risk of amputations for diabetic foot ulceration. And that product is going really well. The product is in the market right now, and we have patients using that. But what makes Sensorio unique is our platform approach that quickly allows us to engineer IOMI solutions that go far beyond a single boot. So in the case of Sensorio Mat, which is the product that we're going to talk about today, we had a hospital, Rancho National Rehabilitation Center, in Los Angeles, reaching out to us and asking for this specific product, and that's why we built it.
So yeah, they reached out to you to address a specific problem space, a specific set of problems that they are facing that. They need not just a mat, but they need an IoT solution around to help them out, right?
Correct. And the challenge was a big challenge that we were simply not aware of. So during the pandemic, the COVID-19 pandemic, of course, it's not wise for a county hospital to bring patients into the clinic, patients that often suffer from multiple comorbidities, like, again, diabetes or even hypertension and others, just to monitor their rehab, right? So Rancho National Rehab Center is one of the top six national rehabilitation centers for spinal cord injury patients. And what you see here on my slide is really some of the amazing and shocking numbers when it comes to spinal cord injury, right? So people that are, you know, wheelchair bound for years, obviously, because most of these patients have had some type of accident, usually either a traffic related accident or even gun wounds and unfortunately others, right? People coming back from wars. And at that point, they suffered damage to their spinal cord and they are using a wheelchair every day for the rest of their lives. What we didn't know is the fact that, of course, in addition to that, there is a very large number of people aging very quickly, the aging baby boomers like myself. And of course, they have mobility challenge at some point. And so they spend many hours on a wheelchair. When they do, the risk of ulceration is very, very high. And the ulceration is a very, very serious wound that is very hard to heal. And so that's the type of solution that Rancho National Rehab Center asked us to build for them. And that's what we did. Something that can reduce the risk of ulceration, basically.
Interesting, because indeed, like if you're not leaving it, having a relative that actually is going through that, like the notion of that, ulceration being developing when you're sitting all day long is not there. But so beyond the actual, comfort for the patients, what is the other impact that this kind of problems is generating?
Yeah, we didn't know that beyond, of course, the quality of life impact that you're really talking about, Olivier, is there is a substantial financial impact, primarily for the taxpayer. Pressure injury costs in the U.S. have skyrocketed by in the last few years from $11.6 billion in 2007. As you can see here, to $26.8 billion in 2019. And the cost of treating a single pressure ulcer has increased from close to $21,000 to $151,700. So no matter how you look at it, this is a real challenge, right? It's a challenge from a clinical standpoint, because they're so hard to heal. It's a challenge for quality of life standpoint for the patient. And it's clearly a financial challenge because the cost related to this problem is very, very high. And about, I didn't know 60,000 people lose their life every year in the US for complications directly related to pressure ulceration. So it is a problem of epidemic proportions as well.
So way beyond the pure comfort of the patients, it's definitely a big financial problem as well. So how did you approach that? What is the solution you guys have been working on to help solve the problem or part of it?
Well, what the hospital asked us to build is actually a fairly simple IoT solution, and we built actually a fairly elegant one. But the real goal for us was really to understand what we needed to measure first. So what they wanted us to measure was very simple. They wanted to make sure that the person on a wheelchair, either a spinal cord injury patient or the aging population, performs specific pressure relief exercises multiple times a day. And if they do, there is actually conclusive research. There are 54 research studies that actually come to the same conclusion at this point, that if they do that, like the exercise that you see on the slide here, the risk of ulceration is greatly reduced. But they have to be consistent and disciplined enough to actually do this type of exercises multiple times a day. Left lean, right lean, forward leans.
Yes, today you have to have a PT professional that comes and helps you do it. Regular appointments like cost money, and basically there's the safety issue we're mentioning. We're in COVID times, and you don't want to expose your healthcare personnel and the patients to viruses and things like that. So, but yeah, I start seeing where you are going with that, right? So IoT plus this need. So tell me about the Sensoria, Matt, and how you implemented a solution that solved that problem.
Exactly. So what we built is a cushion, which has an insert that allows us to do three things. We can track not just the number of repetitions for pressure relief activity multiple times a day in real time and remotely, but we can also monitor how well each patient is performing each repetition. So both quantity and quality of each repetition can be monitored. Number two, we have built a mobile application both for Android and iOS that basically it's really a Fitbit for a person in a wheelchair. NPR News actually referred to that as the unfitbit. because
I like that.
So yeah, so that is really what it is. It's really a mobile application that multiple times a day reminds the patient or the individual. It may not be a patient at that point, right? Yep. To just do this type of exercises and do them well. And then at the end of the day, through Azure and IoT Central, we're able to monitor both the patient's or the user's health, but also the device health. And so that's what we call the Sensoria Cloud Web Dashboard, where a clinician, like a physical therapist, as an example, can monitor the whole patient population remotely without, you know, bringing the patient in and having the risk of infection by doing that, right? So
nice. And we'll talk about technology, which is underneath or above, depending on where you're standing, right? In the cloud versus in the device itself. I can see a gamification coming as well, right? You can actually have leaderboards and things like that for that.
Right. Yeah, and we want to make it fun. Actually, the behavioral science component that you're referring to is very, very strong. And both USC, Keck School of Medicine, and UPenn, and Johns Hopkins actually are working with us on defining and building that type of behavioral feedback. You know, constructive feedback and, you know, positive reinforcement can actually have a pretty substantial impact on patient adherence as well.
I'm amazed to see it was not done before, right? So I'm kind of amazed.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's super simple and very elegant. This is actually what the cushion looks like. It's handmade. And it comes with what we call transparent computing paradigm. What I mean with that is what you see on this slide here. The electronics is built and embedded into an insert with textile pressure sensors. Let me underline textile, because we cannot use traditional sensors, of course. We don't want to have anything that could potentially harm the patient, of course, right? So the textile pressure sensor infused insert, the Sensoria mat, is actually at the bottom of the cushion. So we don't change or alter the mechanical characteristics of the cushion itself. The cushion itself is built with a very high quality memory foam and a layer of gel at the top. And the layer of gel at the top is actually designed to reduce the temperature, of course, and keep that area very, very cool for as long as possible. You know, our body has not been designed to sit for many hours every day for a number of years, right? So we have to use and leverage both the electronics and the sensor capabilities, but also the mechanical characteristics of the material as well. And last but not least, as you can see here, the whole system is completely discrete, and even the IMU, the Sensoria Core electronics, is completely hidden into a pocket that has been designed from the ground up for that type of behavioral aspect. So the person sitting on the wheelchair may not want to see or be seen that with the fact that it's been monitored, right? So that's yep. That's why we built it that way. But the cushion is made, you know, handmade, and is very cool in itself. And the insert you see here is a very thin textile insert as well.
And do I see the same connector that you used to have on the on the boots?
We have the same connector actually that we're using on our socks. You've seen our Michael J. Fox Parkinson's situation. Yeah, that's the same connector. The female, the AFE, the analog front end, is the same.
Yeah, I remember that. So it's pretty amazing. I love that. I think you have a demo to go with that.
Yeah, actually, I will ask Maurizio to actually walk us through the architecture, the Azure architecture, the IoT Central components, and the Fire Server components as well, and then actually show you the demo of the system as well.
So what we have here on the left is the clinician dashboard for Sensoria Mat, and on the right, we have the mobile application for the patients. So as mentioned before, we have a triage-like color-coded system where all the patients of the population of Dr. John Smith, in this case, is managing, and each of them can actually be looked into specifically. But in general, when we start a new therapy for a new user, we have two options. We have two options. One is that to integrate to a third-party EMR system, for example, for a bigger healthcare organization, they will have their own system they want to interface with to avoid re-inputting the same data over and over again. And so thanks to the FHIR interoperability given us to the Azure API for FHIR, we can enable those scenarios really quickly. And the other option is to create, of course, a new patient right here. In this specific scenario of the Sensoria MAT, the parameters are really the most important parameters are two: the time between reliefs, which is usually between 15 and 30 minutes, and the time, the duration of the relief per se. So again, 15, 30 seconds, 60 seconds. It really depends on the specific comorbidities and situation of the patient. So that's up to the clinician to decide, although he could also leave a chance for the patient to adjust those parameters if they wanted to. Once the device and the patient are created, basically all it's a matter of providing this QR code to the specific user that can go home, download the application, and sign up with a QR code. So without passwords or usernames, they can already be bound to the system and start pushing data to the system. On the right here, and also this sound that you were hearing in the background, it's basically the essence of the application. The application does two things. It monitors this data continuously and acquiring information about my stance as a patient on the wheelchair. And if detects movement in the appropriate way, so in those two options, left and right lean or forward lean, it will track the fact that I did an exercise. If I don't do it, then it will start reminding me and then keep reminding me until I do this exercise. So in this case, I have been not doing anything since the past 2 hours. I was not on the chair during the between 12 and 2. And so in this case, there were not expected leans from my part. But then as I sit at 2 p.m. For doing this presentation, after 15 minutes, it started telling me to do the exercise. And this is active even if I don't use the application, if I'm just using the phone for something else. As soon as I do the movement that I'm expected to do, so now I'm leaning to my left, basically engage with the cushion, you see that even if the app is not in the foreground, the notification guides me to the fact that I am, that the lean has now been detected and I need to do a 15 seconds lean on one side. And then since I choose to do a left-right lean, then I need to do a lean on the other side. So it's gonna detect that. And if in any case, if I stop doing that and not enough, the timer, you see that after a while it stops and it will eventually fail if I don't do the exercise correctly. So it's sort of coaching me into doing the exercise in the proper way, because the importance of letting the blood flow is what matters for a continuous duration of time. Once the exercise is completed, I can then go back to my normal doing something else while for the next 15 minutes I don't need to do it. But the timer now has started again. So for 15 minutes, the app will just monitoring the fact that I am on the chair and so expecting to do another exercise in 15 minutes. Of course, if I leave the chair with the time that, of course, a spinal cord injury patient will take, you see that the status goes out of wheelchair and the countdown goes away, because we are not expecting, of course, exercise in the coming future. We also have some total counters, total metrics, a bit a la Fitbit, how much time I spent on the wheelchair, how much time I was off, how much time the system doesn't know because, for example, the device was on charger and so on. And so all these metrics are also sent in the background to the cloud. So here you can see the application is basically pushing all those messages via the IoT Hub queue with not only the individual counters minute by minute, but also the individual events, including failed events. So it's also possible by the from the clinician standpoint or even from the research standpoint, grab all this data that is uploaded into the FHIR API server and analyze completely the behavior of the patient and with respect of his potential output, positive or negative outcome of the therapy. The last thing I want to show you here is basically a drill down on the patient. So where once the doctor realized that this patient should be looked into more closely, he can drill down and see on a day by day how the adherence was going well or not. And also look at the individual day by day data of expected leans and left and right or forward leans. And so could also the user if they wanted to. So here it's the pressure relief history. So in this case, the same data is pulled down and analyzed on a day by day, week or monthly basis. We store the data on the app only for the needed time to push it to the web. And the fact that the app might potentially not be connected to the network does not prevent the data to be reaching the cloud at some point as soon as the data connectivity is available.
Very nice demo. So let's talk a bit about what's under the hoods here, Davide, please. So tell me a bit about, you know, your use of the Azure services, of the Microsoft services, and other actually that are involved in the solution.
Yeah, as you can actually see here, this is really just a summary of what Maurizio just talked about. So as you can see, we use a number of services from the left to the right, you know, from the end user application all the way to our own Sensoria Health services. We're leveraging IoT Central. We're leveraging the FHIR API server, which we, by the way, contributed some of the code to the open source version of that. So super happy for the collaboration with the Healthcare Next team on that. And then, of course, the FHIR connector for Azure as well. So we see a fantastic opportunity here, really, to expand the number of devices. We talked about the SOC. We talked about the boot in previous sessions or in videos. And today we talked about the Sensoria Mat. You will see Sensoria coming out with additional solutions, IOM solutions that leverage exactly the same infrastructure and architectural approach.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons I was about to ask why using Microsoft IoT Central and other solutions. I do see in the middle the FHIR connector for Azure, which we have an IoT show that we recorded about this, which is pretty interesting and cool because we see that different healthcare and medical actors or entities are definitely navigating or gravitating around the FHIR connector. And also IoT Central, tell me in a few words, why IoT Central? Why is it so important for you to leverage such a app platform?
Well, IoT Central makes it a lot easier for us, thanks also to IoT Hub, to manage a broad number, potentially, of devices. Let me give you some examples here. We just launched the COVID-19 specific smart band to monitor heart rate, blood oxygenation, and temperature. I'm wearing one. We can leverage IoT Central and connect even existing devices that we had our partners in Asia, in this case, develop and build for us, and quickly deploy and manage the health of the device itself and monitor the health of the device itself, and not just just the user, of course. And then it seamlessly connects to our provisioning services. So we use a simple QR code metaphor for that. So we do have a simple provisioning infrastructure that we can deploy very, very quickly across a number of scenarios as well.
Awesome. Good use of this technology. I love that. And well, you know what, Davide, I think we'll send some links for our viewers to know where to learn more about the Sensoria Mat. But in general, I look forward to have you again on the IoT show for your next magical IoT product. I Do you think that you're, from a personal perspective, not because I'm sitting all day long, but because I have relatives who are actually in a wheelchair, I think this is really moving the needle for them. I really think that this is going to be a huge change. So very much appreciate what you guys are doing in that realm.
No, Olivier, thank you. Thank you for your support. And if anyone listening or watching this video wants to support the hospital, we're actually supporting a Kickstarter campaign with them, with Rancho National Rehabilitation Center, and sensoriamat.com is the link to go to learn more about SensoriaMat and potentially, you know, buy one for your loved ones at a discounted price.
That's awesome, David. Well, thanks a lot for joining me on the show today and talk about Sensoria and what you guys are doing. For you who are watching, thanks a lot for joining us as well. If you want to learn more about the Sensoria Mat and contribute and eventually get your own or for your family, sensoriamat.com is the link you have to go to. And other than that, don't forget to subscribe. See you soon on the show. Davide, have a good one. Talk to you soon.